Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back to Drive on KFH Radio. That's Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing. Lou Schweckheimer has sent out his latest construction update. And here's part, coming off the J.J. Cooper discussion, here's what Lou has to say. Field prep on schedule for natural grass sod installation coming up a week from tomorrow over at the new ballpark.
Looks amazing right now.
All light towers have been erected, and wiring will be completed by November 1st. Scoreboard foundations have been poured. Scoreboard installation to start in early November. And the seating brackets will be laid in December, with seat installation set to begin the first week of January. On November 4th, Wichita Baseball will announce its first legacy founding partner. On November 13th, the official unveiling of the team name, colors, uniforms, all designed by Todd Radom. And on December 1st, public tours of the stadium will begin. According to Lou, they are on budget and on schedule. In fact, several weeks earlier, early at this juncture, which will allow for a soft opening in late March. April 14th, the scheduled first home game for this team, which is now, my goodness, just more than 5 months away.
And about 3 weeks away from being named.
Yeah.
3 weeks from tomorrow.
I don't know how people reacted to the J.J. Cooper interview or what he's reported, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens with minor league baseball.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to, like, start putting scenarios in their head right now.
Well, they can't avoid it. You can't avoid it.
Sure,
you put scenarios in your head.
Not really. I don't know what's going to
happen. Wichita in the International League.
Could be.
Wichita in the Midwest League.
The Midwest League?
They're talking, man, nothing's off the table. They're talking about AAA cities becoming single-A cities, potentially. Single-A cities becoming AAA cities, potentially.
Well, I'll believe all that when I see it. I don't see Wichita with
I'm not saying that.
Brand new facility
Dude,
going.
Dude, please
just
listen.
Said it.
Please listen to what I say.
You literally
I'm not
just
saying
said
that's
it.
Going to happen. I'm saying if you read J.J. Cooper's story, did you?
I didn't read his, but I read the New York Times story.
Well, it's his story. He's the guy that broke the story. So it's going to be fascinating. Will Wichita be the AAA affiliate of the Marlins for more than 1 year? I'd say that's up in the air.
I would as well. Well, yeah, this one, they're trying this for 2021, right? So, yeah, they'd be.
They need a new agreement by 2021. Whether this will be a big part of that agreement, it's too early to say. These are massive changes that are being at least bandied about. So I don't know. I don't know what the likelihood is. But it's an interesting concept. I could have talked to JJ all day. My question would be, what could this potentially do for college baseball? And could one of the ramifications be that there are more scholarships offered for college baseball as a way to beef up that product, which would only serve the purposes of professional baseball, in my opinion. So I don't know about that.
But if they're trying to scale back the number of players in the minor leagues, I don't know. I don't know if that would have the desired effect.
Well, they still want to develop players.
I understand that.
Do you?
Yes.
They want to develop players. They want the very best players to get to the big leagues. If it helps college baseball, then that's only going to help professional baseball.
I get it.
And I'm talking about more players of color having opportunities to play college baseball. You saw in the finals last year, the College World Series, Vanderbilt and Michigan. It was beautiful. Both of those schools had tremendous diversity on their rosters, which, in my opinion, has been missing somewhat in college baseball. And I'd love to see the scholarship opportunities increase.
I would, too. That would be a good thing for
I want to see kids look at professional sports and start to say, I want to see our League 42 kids look at baseball and say, man, I want to try to become a professional baseball player. Forget, I love football and basketball, but I want to try to be a baseball player.
I hear you. I understand your investment in that.
Thank you. So I'm very interested to see what comes of this in the next year or so. Don't know that anything will, but man, groundbreaking stuff if even 50% of it happens. All right, that was a short segment, Max. Let's get back on schedule.
We done?
We've got Top 10 Wednesday coming up next. Our top 10 25 and under athletes that we think have a chance to get to either the baseball, football, basketball, or hockey Hall of Fame. Back in a minute.
Hawk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.